Log Talk Radio.
Women's Clutch. Eastland Cuisine. Movies. 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 Movies.
Kramer. You know how the drummer did it.
Air drummer.
It is Saturday night. Welcome to the show. Get rid of all this stuff. Hopefully my computer will last. It is the No Filter Show. Politically incorrect. I don't know if Tree Hugger's showing up. He usually just walks in. No, that's not Tree Hugger. Much, much greener.
Sorry, I'm
talking to
my
friend.
I apologize. I'm over there just bullshitting with somebody.
No. Oh, I'm upset.
Well, I don't
I'm offended. I need time out.
I wasn't sure if you guys could hear us laughing from there.
No.
I know, but I've got a pretty good laugh.
Okay.
I was like, well, she hasn't come
over
in 5 minutes.
That was
like getting
a little cool.
We'll let
it go this time.
Thank you.
6 o'clock. 5 to 6. Phone number to call in, 563-999-3746. This is the Brandon Falls Off the Bike. Did you see Pelosi's fun bags hanging out at the beach?
No, man.
Oh, my God. It was nasty.
Who wants to see
they
that?
Were dragging in the sand, man. She had two troughs. She was like an elephant.
You're telling me when she has to spray off after she comes off the beach, she starts up top and it goes down the
it
bottom.
It goes down the bottom. She had them fun bags dragging in the sand. It was like two craters. You know those excavators that do the sides of the road? That's how nasty they were. Thanks, Nancy, for ruining our freaking childhood, having to stare at those nasty things. Her husband is out there on the beach trying to be, you know. But anyway, congratulations to the new sponsor, Chanel from Hawaii, Honey Dip Cigars. And say hello, Shane.
Hey, Chanel. Hopefully we'll see you in Hawaii one day.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
I made it. Frank did not.
Yeah, I wussed out. I called American and told them to cancel my flight. Because I didn't want to have any fun in Hawaii. But, yeah, sponsors, Chanel, of course. And then a new sponsor, VIP Magazine of Alexandria. Very
nice.
Upper class.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
And
I've been checking out the Facebook page.
That ash is going to work, man.
I know. Frank's trying to make my
okay,
face
put
ash.
It back up. Put it back up.
That was really good, man.
You're getting it. A leap of V. Shout out to all the people at Vegas for the PCA. And a lot of deals being made there. A lot of deals. See, we got us a leap of V torpedo.
Very good smoke.
And, again, thanks to Kelly.
Kelly at VIP.
Kelly at VIP, yep. Met her the other day. Even though her husband is Army, we'll still talk to her. Shooter's Lube, of course, for all your shooting needs, cleaning and lubrication. Bugatti Lighters, Firehouse Mustache Wax for my stash. You haven't done a stash yet, have you? You don't do stashes.
I haven't done that yet, Frank.
Excuse me. Sorry, I had something
one
in my throat.
One day in my life, maybe.
I had something in my one day in my life, you might be as cool as I am.
I might be. I got a ways to go.
Yeah, you're in timeout for right now. HonorRemember.org, Lake Manassas Limousine for all your flight needs, driving needs, parties, events. Get a hold of Dave at Lake Manassas Limo to be skillfully, safely transported back and forth. The Big Smoke will be in November, and I'm going. Shane and I are going up to the Pennsylvania Barn Smoke over here next Friday and Saturday. The buddies at Drew's stay to be there.
the VIP party, of course, Arachnogrip, and of course, Blog Talk Radio for letting me do my show and not put me in. Actually, I haven't been put in time out. Dude, you're getting close.
You're impressed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you get down there, you got to turn it and take a picture right away. Don't tempt it now. But like I said, you got to hold it like this.
I will.
See, that's cheating right there. What I do in
cold,
what I do in Ohio.
You know,
hey,
there
what's up?
Not much. What's going on?
Doing a show, living the vida loca. La vida loca. Yeah.
Good right now.
Yeah. The Big Smoke, of course, in Vegas in November. The Barn Smokers, if you can get to them, they have some down the Carolinas. And
you're going to Texas.
Yeah, I'm going to Texas for the Jewish State 20th anniversary party. It should be amazing. So the show tonight is in honor of leaving your pronouns at the door. We don't need them. What are your pronouns?
What are my pronouns?
Yeah, what are your pronouns?
What the hell does that mean, man?
I don't know. Aren't you woke? Aren't
I don't
you
think
woke?
So, man.
I tell you, I'm sick of that shit.
I still go with Dice Clay. I still go with what Dice Clay says.
What's that?
You either suck dick or you do not suck dick.
He
probably his pronouns are probably pretty straight.
I'm lighting my cigar, so just chill out. Think about Dice. He told it like it was. He and Sam Kinison, Richard Pryor, Red Fox. Okay, let's see. You're on live, Frank Bygard. Who's this?
Hey, it's the stripper. How are we?
Hey, what's up, stripper? On the beach?
Yeah,
she is getting tanned.
Oh, gosh. Are you going to be like Nancy Pelosi and hold your fun bags out on the beach and drag them in the sand?
Yeah, that's me. That's me. You know it.
I know it.
How goes
it,
guys?
We got Shane in here. We're good.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, I've got my longest ash ever. I just did it, Frank, but Frank didn't want to look.
You do?
Yeah, I'll all
right.
See you later.
All right.
It's a guy thing.
Are you allowed to say fuck on the radio?
Well,
you just did. How's work going?
She's not working.
I'm busy. I'm always working. You know,
okay.
Texas is a big state. Lots of territory to cover.
Bigger thing, big things in Texas.
You have got that right.
How about
that,
cowboys?
Amen, gentlemen. There are big cowboys down here with 10-gallon hats.
Try not to get
and
too much up. I don't know about
the car on the beach.
Did you
I'm
drive
sorry,
the car on
the beach?
Yeah.
I did drive it on the beach.
Wow,
I
that's
did.
Like a big
time. Woo, there were some sights on that beach. Woo, scar you for life.
little banana hammock action?
You got that right. You got, woo, scar you for life.
You can't unsee that.
My eyes cannot unsee some of the things I saw today. But, you know, that's just the way it be. Just the way it be. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yep, we're all good. We just get through the show and we have something to eat. And then get through the weekend.
Oh, well, if you're at Rex, hey, order me up a martini.
Yes.
Dirty
martini.
We're using filthy now is the word. We're using the word filthy.
Well,
it seems to make them understand it.
Man down.
Well, gents, I just want to come in and call and say I want to call and say hey. I'll be back off the road, and I'll see y'all this week.
Thanks for taking time out from drinking.
Well,
you have a good
somebody's got to do
weekend.
It.
Exactly.
All right, Jance, I'll
have
see you later
weekend.
This week. All right,
see
guys. Send them off. Take care.
Thursday.
Bye. Thursday.
That's the stripper. And the stripper. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up, man. There's all kinds of stuff.
We do, man. We have some stuff coming up.
I'm just looking forward to the cigar events because you get to see and meet a lot of good people. You've seen Roy Herrera before, haven't you?
No, man. You're going to introduce me.
Big, tall motherfucker. Knows his shit. Knows cigars. He's got a great blend. That Herrera Esteli. His mom in Miami rolls cigars. Great lady. So, we got a lot of stuff coming up, which is good. I mean, I don't have any problem with it because you get to see people that you haven't seen for years. Usually you only see them at the cigar events.
Yeah, looking forward to meeting new people.
Not new people. Yeah, battery's doing pretty good. It's, yeah, all right, for about 30, 40 minutes. So, yeah, I was a bit bummed about Hawaii, but you being the global trotter that you are, finagled with flight. And
last minute, baby.
But that was fun.
Turned out great. I got luck. Luck is involved. Karma or luck?
Yeah, well.
You believe in karma? I do.
I'm in good shape for my two big flights, Texas and Vegas. Vegas, I found a direct flight, which is great for me. I don't like
it. I hate connections.
I don't like
it. This is terrible.
Like if you go to Atlanta, you're screwed.
That's one of the worst. Chicago's
O'Hare. Yeah, because it's...
But then none of us get to JFK, but that's probably the worst.
I have not been to the JFK one, so I don't know. I have to see. Watch Godzilla, King of Monsters. Can't find cops.
I watched Ambulance on the plane coming back from Hawaii.
You told me about that.
Very good movie, man. Good movie. Very interesting. Lots of action.
Well,
a little bit like Fast and Furious. It's all about the driver, man. That's the theory. He lost his escape car, so he stole an ambulance. Hijacked an ambulance.
Yeah. People get out of your way.
Until they know you're in it.
Yeah.
That's how they got out. So they were looking for a getaway car, and then they hopped in an ambulance.
Yeah. So what'd you do on the 4th?
4th of July, I was in my parents. I shut off a couple of cool fireworks and just enjoyed it with them. And I had hamburgers and hot dogs, all American. My buddy, how do you like your hot dog?
I like it with onions, relish, ketchup, and mustard.
I do mustard, onions, and chili.
I like Eagle Mash. There's just something about that quality.
I'm a ballpark guy.
Yeah. What about those big fuckers? You like those big?
Oh, I like fat ones.
Yeah.
I like bun length.
Too phallic for you?
Yeah. Too phallic for me.
Too phallic. One of the judges saw Doc Walker. Came around looking around for him because he goes, I know you got cigars.
We gotta get to the skin game this year.
Yeah, I'll work on that because that's there we go. I'll work on that.
I'll never ever until I die. I call them anything but the Redskins.
The Commanders, no, it's the Redskins. can't force me to say it. I don't care if it's politically incorrect. It's the Washington Redskins. And it's, you know. So it'd be interesting later on, maybe next week, if you can get VIP call in, talk about that magazine.
Yeah, man.
She's got a lot of followers. Real nice lady. And
it sounds like a cool magazine. I'm going to look at it.
Yeah. I don't know if you get online. I guess you can get it online.
Yeah.
But we'll hopefully talk to her.
Haven't heard from Fart Knocker.
He's busy. He's government contractor.
What about Harris? Harris.
Hamilton. Hamilton is like MIA. All he's doing is, I don't, because now I don't, you know, for his other job, I guess I'm not needed, so. He's a good guy. Help me out at transplant.
Good.
So, had issues with backup camera today. I'll tell you, dealerships, it's like the drive-thru, you get fucked in the ass at the dealership. It wanted like $1,200 to analyze it and fix it.
Oh, my God.
So I got my buddy to look at it, and he did it for $200.
Yeah.
And put his computer on and did diagnostics and all that other stuff. So it's always something. But I've been lucky with my my vehicle, not having any problems. Your cars, you got that Lexus, right?
I do. I love that Lexus, yes.
Japanese. Once you see...
Doesn't break down on.
You see the Prime Minister get shot. The first shot went off, and he just stood there, froze. I mean, nobody grabbed him. Nobody threw him on the ground. And the second shot got him. He died on the when he got there. They tried to resuscitate him. It wouldn't. Didn't work. Like, damn, man. We've got Brandon talking about gas prices come down a little bit. We got probably $3.44 per gallon of that flex fuel. We pay five.
Five plus, man. $5.20-something.
You got to get yourself a flex vehicle, man.
So bull light it.
You got to get rid of that rice burner there, you know?
I don't think so.
Come on, man. You're not woke. You're using the wrong pronoun.
Yeah.
I heard this guy on Facebook. He's doing an interview or somebody at a drive-thru. He said, well, your staff misgendered me. And he's talking high. And then he gets mad. And then I was all upset. I'm like, dude, what would you... Looking at me, what would you think?
I still don't understand that.
He said, what would you do just looking at me? Assume that I am. And the guy from the hamburger joint said, I think you're a guy. So, I mean, I've seen some of them on TikTok, and I'm like, dude, there's no amount of makeup in the world that will make you look like a woman.
No.
And a woman put it perfect. If you don't, you putting on the... Putting on the lady parts doesn't make you a woman.
No.
And there's no operation, there's no hormones that you can take that magically gives you a uterus. And then one congresswoman said, well, whatever they identify as. I said, so can a man have a baby and have an abortion? Screw that. Screw that.
I have a Thai friend. He has a Thai restaurant. Goes over there all the time, puts his money in Thailand.
Yeah.
And
lady boys.
Now, he said, some of them over there, you won't know.
You don't know.
So you get there.
You do the Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
Crocodile
Dundee. That dates us, but.
Yeah, well, you know, I know there are some of them that just look real feminine and made up and.
Well, I think they have little titties, so.
Yeah, it's a trait.
I like big titty woman.
Yes. Gotta have big tits.
large memories. Always have. God bless the large memories. God bless the large memories. That's what the 4th of July is all about.
Fireworks and titties.
Fireworks, titties, drinking smoke. And we had a good time. I mean, you know, roasted pig, rib, nice deviled eggs. We're having a roasted pig at the barn, bar smoker. Yeah, that's going to be... Have you been to the Little Puff yet? Nope. In August? A birthday in August. Yeah, well, no one cares about that. Yeah, they do. In August, I'll check if they're going to have it this year on the top of Charlie Palmer's. That's fun. A lot of good cigars. Meet a lot of George Padrones there, Pete Johnson.
Gina Padrone's my favorite. I'm probably going to go get one here in a second.
George and Carlito are doing a 40-count box. 20 Padrones in honor of his father. 20 from Carlito in honor of his father. It's going to be about probably a $30-$40 stick.
Yeah.
A piece. That's 40. About $1,000, maybe, more.
Maybe we'll get one.
The smoke. Oh, we got one box coming with no bands on them, of course, because I don't do anything illegal. It'll be here Tuesday or Monday.
Corridos.
We'll enjoy those and on the way to Pennsylvania.
I think we will. Yes, I would love that.
So, have you seen the basketball thing that's in jail in Russia?
Yes, I have.
And the so-called white is complaining that Biden should bring her back. I'm like, nah, leave her over there. It's just like when you see people that forget that they had a loaded weapon in their backpack.
Yeah.
I kind of know all the time.
Right.
I get it that it happens, but...
Not very often.
No. That's going to be a good series. The Old Man, this one, with...
Oh, yeah, Bridges. It looks good.
Those Bridges. I've been watching it, and it's going to be The Old Man, yeah, on FX. But how many cigar events you been to? You come to ones here.
I come to ones here. I don't think I've been elsewhere.
You got to get your man card punched. Start going to their things. You meet a lot of good people.
I agree.
You know
me, Frank. I like to go anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
I'm pretty mobile.
Have a good time.
As mobile as that buddy, Dick Burrow.
He has an interesting life. No footprint.
They're wild, right? I can do that, like, I know I could.
I don't know.
I have too many roots.
Yeah.
I got, like, 4 kids at the house right now. Adult kids.
My daughter's in Vegas.
Is she?
The 510-pound squat that she did. So the two girls she's doing the show for, well, she has about 20, 30 girls that she's working
on. Girl, man.
Yeah, she's a little ginger beast. The girl she trained won first place. And she's down on Fremont Street at the hotel down there. I can't remember.
Golden Nugget.
And I have not left the hotel because they're doing all that shit. And then I told her to use my name, and she got into Barry's. She said, I need a real good steak. I said, you do that Barry's Downtown Prime on Fremont. It's downstairs.
So what's your favorite steak? That's a fun thing.
When 23 was gone, it was all in that New York strip, Tom Davis style.
I agree.
Porterhouse.
Yeah.
I'm doing ribs Sunday. Smoke. I got them all. They've been marinating, and I want to use the smoker again.
And
what kind? St. Louis or baby bags?
Baby bags.
Baby bags are delicious.
Yeah. It's
people sleep on baby bags, the traditional barbecues, but I did some baby bags for my mom's. They're the best ones I ever had. I did those on the 3rd of July.
I'll start about 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll do that 3-2-1.
Yeah, 3-2-1 always works.
Put your papers.
3-2-1 is easy, man.
Yeah.
Some stuff, they create it and it works.
Yeah, if you don't.
So you can't be anti-establishment. You just have to trust it.
Well, it's the type of thing when you get something that works.
Right, everybody knows it works.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Why would we sleep on a 3-2-1?
No, they come out so tender. When I pull mine off, bone just comes right out, slide right out. And then do some like potato salad, corn, food stew twice. And
yes, you do.
Good stuff.
I had corn salad last night.
And I have
cold corn and tomatoes and cheese, maybe goat cheese, a bit of onion.
I take my garlic, cut the bulb, there's a root in, set that on the grill.
Oh, roasted garlic's great.
Roasted garlic. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. My battery's hanging out. That's good. But there's so many new cigars coming out.
I tried to get my boy John Wayne to call in. Well, he must be fishing.
Fishing?
He's catching big fish.
I haven't been fishing a long time.
I was almost done saltwater.
Yeah. And when I was in Florida, we'd get the
trout. Yeah, you did all saltwater.
I had trout, grouper, back in the day, you could keep.
Grouper's ugly, man, but it tastes so good. It's probably my favorite fish.
They got red snapper down there.
Red snapper.
A lot of people try mullet, which is trash fish.
Nah, you don't eat that.
I've never eaten mullet. Now,
we use that bait.
Yeah. And my buddy, when I was at Judges, brought the fish fry for perch.
Perch was delicious. White perch was very good.
It was, you know,
white and black. It should have been
peeled the skin off, and oh, God, it was so good.
Hard to catch big perch, though. The little fish.
Yeah. But I mean, they were good size.
When I was little, we lived off perch. You catch like a 10 inch, 11 inch. Now, if you get 6 or 7, you're lucky. That's what she said.
Before or after the lights are on.
Yeah.
We did the fish fry. The ribs. Pig.
That's bomb, man.
Pig was pretty good. Pretty good. He put it on the smoker this time. In the grill. And it worked out pretty good. The PCA is going on now. All the people in the cigar industry are there and talking about what's going on with it. And the cigar industry as a whole.
What's the PCA?
That's the
Professional Cigar Association.
Yeah. It used to be IPCPR. It's changed names a couple times. And Glenn Luke was there at the judges. Had a cigar with him. He brought a box of Padrones. I think it was like a 6,000 or 7,000 series.
That's a good smoke, man.
It is.
It was one of the best I've had in a while.
Believe it be. We'll get it set up. We'll get our cigars Saturday, and we'll be set for a while because those are real good ones. We got the new DEs that are coming out. You got those Year of the Rats, T-32s.
Is that the pig or no?
They're going to have fire. They'll have all kinds of stuff. They got you'll get a couple boxes of those A's. Have you ever smoked an A? It's about that freaking long.
They make a big ass with that.
Oh, good luck with that. But the A's are an amazing cigar. And Jonathan's going to be there. Paige's going to be there. Willie. And they sign the box. So you get a...
I'm just following your lead.
For now, have food, have fun.
I'm just following your lead. Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, bus guard that spoke in a while.
Yeah, well.
Got the one I gave you the other day.
Last week.
Yeah. That was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
It's one of them. Now, that is
okay.
I'll take one.
One more?
One more.
Okay.
I love when the bartender says that.
Uno más.
Uno más.
Well, you know someone's going to get pissed at you. You get,
no, man, I'm not getting off.
Drink some water.
You're right. You're right. Should be all right. She's got her titties hanging on. They're fucking down. Watch.
Tell me what it looks like.
It is what it is, man. Oh, I can.
Exactly. So the guest call in 563-999-3746. You are a cigar smoker, car guru, Redskin fan, cowboy fan, cowgirls.
Hey, I'm gonna text my cousin. Stand by.
Stand by.
Stand by. Let me see if I can make this work.
Yeah, we're at the beautiful Nook at 113 Rex, downtown Alexandria, Old Town Alexandria, and getting waited on by the staff here, which is amazing. Sat with Frankel, about an hour before the show. And the man has stories, all kinds of stories to tell. See if the friend calls in.
If he doesn't, we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah,
same up there. It's going to be a 757 number.
757, who's this? Your cousin?
One of my cousins, yeah.
Like inbred cousin or regular cousin?
I was not.
We'd yell at him, talk about his ass. He's a cigar smoker? Does he smoke cigars?
It's she.
She. What's her name?
Becky.
She smokes cigars?
She probably would.
Depends on how drunk she is.
Yeah. Her and her husband are great. Some of my favorite cousins. Cousins. We're country. Can't help it.
What about that shine?
I got it. It hasn't died. I have some bourbon shine.
Okay. I'll try it. You know me.
It's a shine.
I'll try it.
Finish in a bourbon barrel.
Twice if I like it. What?
It's just shine finished in a bourbon barrel, which is basically bourbon, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at you.
I know. Oh, so this sounds stupid. I know you've told me your name 10 times.
Kahara. Think of the Sahara Desert, but with a K. All
right, thank you.
All right?
I need a reference point.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kahara.
Sahara with a K. I know it's not Sahara, but for learning purposes.
Kahara.
Well, the word for the day is Kahara.
Kahara. Only problem is that the river, the signal's real bad. And they've been drinking since I left. And I left drinking hard coffees. We started drinking at 10. Scott said we were allowed to do that. So they were repairing a jetty.
You look like you had some water back there.
Yeah, it is some water.
Like a lake.
We were repairing a jetty on the Potomac. Yeah, you would love them. They would leave rough up in here.
No problem.
I was being a really good friend in Alexandria.
Yeah.
I said I had to go. Cats to go.
The, we got they're doing this. You know they're charging $3,700 a month for the parking space?
Holy
to the
shit.
Restaurant?
What?
Everyone gets charged like $3,700.
Oh, to do this? That's crap, man. The Falco gives a fuck, but...
Probably not, but...
That's a lot of money.
That's a big nut every month.
That's a big nut, man.
And the,
damn. They almost finished small.
So your ass, you had man down on your ass, huh? I told you, keep moving around, they'll do that, you know?
That's pretty good, man. Pretty good showing.
But yeah, for your first time, yeah. Not bad.
So it's like your cousin going, call. Give me like 5 minutes.
Got to work a new mustache, man.
You know, my
safe.
It'll keep it tight right now.
You've been going to that place in Manassas.
Manassas. Wood place. I'm taking my mom, man. It's going to be crazy. My mom calls in.
Yeah.
I want to say put Beck on the phone.
Tell her to talk about you when you're a little kid, when you're a little shit. But I've been handing out those shooters with packets. They're good for your knife.
I need to start. Yeah, I need a knife sharpening tutorial.
I've got them. I got one at the house. Comes in a little box.
Precise angle. I need a nice sharpening tutorial.
Well, I'll do it for you.
I need a lot
for like $100 a side.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
804.
That's it. Hey.
Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Colonel John Wayne.
About goddamn time, man. The Duke, how you been, man?
Doing well. I figured I would take Brian up on the text and see what this is all about.
Who the fuck is Brian, man? I'm Shane.
Oh, Shane, that's right. Shane, damn it.
That's right.
You can be John Wayne.
Name of the show is No Filter for a reason. I don't have any rules.
Right on.
I don't use
profanity.
We don't use
you.
Pronouns here.
Hey, the job's still pending. I'm still working it, man. It's just our fucking bureaucracy. It's the Democrats fucking us.
Really?
It's because of Putin.
I don't know if they can think you can pass a drug test.
Did you get blinded by Nancy Pelosi's fun bag on the beach picture?
Hey, I want
I'm
you
glad
to be
I didn't
guy
see
one
it.
Day.
Yeah, man.
Where are you? Fish? I told him you were probably fishing.
No, I fished yesterday. We're actually getting ready to go out to dinner. I'm waiting on my wife to come down, but I thought I'd holler at you boys before I did so.
You're more sober than us. Hey, I've been pushing Weller Antique on everybody ever since we drank it.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, we got a nice.
What are you boys just like having a few drinks and a cigar?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Good food. Great place.
Hey, I got to run, man. I got my family coming to get in. I can't be talking this stuff.
All right, brother.
All right, brother. We'll see.
Colonel John out.
Colonel John. John Wayne out.
John Wayne.
The Duke.
John Wayne.
I guess everybody's still out of time. You got anything else?
Not unless Becca pops up.
Nah.
She might pop up. Give her like 2 minutes. Let it rise from that.
2 minutes.
You're not paying for this.
Send her a bill.
Yeah.
Remember that back when the mobile phones came out? The cars?
I do.
It's like $6 a minute. I'm like, damn.
Maybe I was issuing one from some other place.
yeah.
I had a weird antenna on the car. I had a bag, and you'd open up and you had it. It was a cord phone.
Yeah. I had those
a long time ago.
I had one installed when I was serving papers in Manatee County. I mean, I was like, hello? Yes. Where's the address? I'll be there. Click. Because, you know, you start talking to somebody, and you get a bill $200-$300. I'm like, damn, uh-uh.
Yeah, my bill was going back to me to sign.
Yeah. Well,
I was signing all the bills. All right, give them up, man.
Exactly. All right. So next Saturday, we'll probably do the show live there at the Barn Smoker.
We'll do it
live. We'll talk to Jonathan, Willie, Pedro, and I think we got some people from Tobacology Haymarket coming. I think Brett's coming. Prem's coming. So got the little brown guy there. He'll be able to take our plates and stuff. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the people called in, Frank the Bodyguard and Shane, saying same bat time, same bat channel next Saturday, 5 o'clock. Call in. See you. Say goodbye, Shane.
See you.